You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Yo, this is the head Howie in charge, Thomas Ray, from the 2017 AnyCon Awards Best Bar Winner, Square Barrels. Thank you so much for all the support. Please check us out the next time you're in downtown Honolulu. Cheers.
Yo, aloha world. This is IA the Calm Minor Classic, representing Aloha Hype to the fullest. And you're listening to the Sleep Time's Over show with my man Kavat the Catalyst and the homie DJ Zach Morse. Come on now, we don't sleep around here.
Yeah, just like Uniblab, robotic kicking slab, more flavor, bitter, batter, chitter, chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet your boss come by fatter, I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue, I bet your mama miss you. And I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of your whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year, my rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes the brand new flavor in your head.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 7, Episode 7. I have a name, you have a name, we all have names, a horse with no name.
Yes, well, there's three names. I just thought of another one.
Oh, another one.
Because you have one, you have another one.
Okay. I have a great one. Okay. Everybody get mad.
Okay, let's go with the tiers. Obvious one. Okay. It's 7, Episode 7.
Right.
1 more 7 is Black Jack, so we're going to call it Black Jack Mulligan. Nobody's going to know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Or the other one I have, because Craig Mack has passed away.
Bro.
All right. That's a big one. That's a big one.
Peter Moon, bro.
Peter Moon passed away. Stephen Hawking passed away.
Brilliant mind.
Yeah, just keep quiet. Because of the people passing away, we're going to call it the new flavor of the dead.
What?
Instead of new flavor in your ear, we got
the new flavor of the dead.
The new flavor of the
flavor of dead is. Who's that new Dorito chip?
Well, remember new flavor, sweet, sexy thing.
What is
that reference?
My title is The Walking Dead.
You see, that a lot of things are dead.
Meaning that they're still alive, bruh.
They're still walking.
Yeah. Walking up to heaven.
Playing blackjack.
Yeah. All right. Playing blackjack, tasting flavors.
We're not going to have a title for the show. I can just see it right now.
Well, I'm going to call it The Walking Dead. Bro.
All right. Well, you do follow your heart. So we've been away.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Did you miss us?
It's been a long time. I should have left you.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Yeah. I met 2 listeners.
Really?
Recently.
Wow, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, which is like they came. Well, let's just get into the weekly recap.
Oh, what, you're going to leave me hanging with this story?
That's part of the story.
All right, okay.
So I'm going to go with my weekly recap. In the shop, we had a private listening for mixtape.
Oh,
new
yes.
Artists. Yes.
I want to, I have questions.
What, bruh? It's good, bruh.
I'm not talking about them. Go, continue.
Okay, yeah.
After.
So, the new artist, his name is Kids Need Food. Let me get the flyer.
All right, let's get the flyer now. As you know, we're on video. We're on YouTube, so he's walking over to visually show this audio people.
Kids Need Food, produced by Compono. And the rapper's name is, Kids Need Food.
Okay,
that's the name. You don't hear that anymore.
Right.
Any kind of rapper is Little Blank, Little Blah, Little
Blue. Little. Right. So he's just straight up Kids Need Food.
The reason why? Because he's a young father and the kids need food.
That makes perfect sense.
Ah, tell me, the kids... actually using the brain now.
All right, finally.
So the beats is done by Compono, a.k.a. Chris I. And the reason why I'm backing this project so much is, one, I'm feeling the kid.
All right.
Feeling the music.
All right.
The beats is from Chris I, which is an alumni of Beatroot.
Oh, Battle. Yes. Finally, Beatroot comes into play.
Yes.
And pays off.
So 2010, he made it to the Grand Championships. He lost to Eli, so he got second place. He went away to Sound School Engineering. Florida, Full Sail. I think it was Full Sail.
Yes.
Then he went back to LA, worked under a gang of studios, a bunch of studios in LA. Finally came back, produced his really good friend's younger brother, which is Kids Need Food.
Okay.
The album is banging. Go cop that. Picked that up at the store. Got the CDs for $10. Go online. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. It's another stuff.
There's the flyer again, yes.
I'm going hard for it because I believe in it, man.
That's good. Okay. You know? I want to listen to this.
So, and yeah, so that way, this Friday, this past Friday, we had a listening party, like a little private listening party. If you came by or you seen it, you could have came through. So it's a lot of their friends and their family, which is dope because he had like parents, like coworkers,
right?
And the support that he had was amazing.
That's great.
And in that mix of people,
okay,
two people came up to me and said, "Bruh, I like your guys' podcast."
Now, who are these? Do you know these people?
I have no idea.
Really?
I'd never seen them before.
These are strangers.
Strangers.
That's the people we need to get,
bruh.
Okay.
So one, they like good hip hop.
Okay.
Because they came to that thing.
They came to this.
Two, they just came up to me like, "You, bro, I love your podcast."
And really?
I told him I was kind of prefacing because I'm like, "You understand what we're doing?" They're like, "Yeah, of course, bro. We need more of that." Da, 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 da. One local brother, one Holly brother.
There you go.
I just met them that night.
That's always incredible.
Yeah. It is.
And they said they like. So
they like
it. It's always the thing when you hear someone say that they listen to this, and it's like, it's always a great feeling.
Yeah, because. You think, sometimes you think, you know, kind of controversial.
Or like we're doing this and no one cares.
Yeah. Well, we would do this if no one watched it anyway.
I just come in out of the bank and then come here. But yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I forget their name, so shout out. It was real quick because it's so chaotic.
Well, that's incredible.
But it's good to see people that we don't know.
Yes.
They ain't tied to us through back in the day.
Yeah.
They don't normally shop here. Maybe they did one time.
Right.
But they're like new, brand new, fresh listeners. So shout out to you guys, everybody listening that we don't know. Shout out to Alf.
Yes.
The rep for Stussy.
Yes.
He also listens too.
Excellent.
So we have all these people that they don't get vocal on the Instagram or the Facebook or the emails.
Love it.
Slide in DMs. They just listen.
Yeah.
And we like it when you say something.
It'll be good to see like that you like it. If you don't like it, whatever. Yeah, but it's great. That's it.
Even,
I love it.
Yeah, even when listeners tag us and be like, "Oh, catching up."
Yeah.
At Sleep Time's Over or I'm listening to this podcast. Yeah. Sleep Time's Over. I mean, you don't got to be vocal and be active like homie Kenrick,
right?
Fighting with everybody.
but it's great nonetheless.
It's great if you guys just put a little burp in there, like,
right?
Good job or that was funny
or if it sucks or say you didn't like something. I mean, really, that's the main thing too. I would like to hear it all.
Oh yeah,
because we both want to hear this all.
Yeah, I want to hear it all.
So feedback, review, whatever.
Yeah,
it's great.
So it's good. I mean, a personal is even better.
Yeah,
but like I said, I'm not fighting with nobody. Don't come to the shop and try to fight or
complain. Highly doubt that'll happen.
Please don't come, and I don't want to debate nobody, bro. If you want to debate me, you come. You buy $50 worth of shirts. I will debate you for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Then I kick you out.
There we go. Now that segues perfectly. Because
$50.
I would like to say another rant regarding the kiss that don't miss. See, another rant I'm going to say quickly regarding.
Ranting now.
Quick one. Regarding when you have these events at these stores, your store.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to capitalize on this more, bro. We got to get these people to buy.
Make the money, bro.
We got to get these people to buy, bro. We got to... These art shows, Beetroot, This Root, Grassroots, whatever.
Any kind of root.
Bring them all in. Because you have a big crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, are people buying or what are they doing
in here?
It's
a half and half thing, but yeah. It's one of those ones I was thinking about charging at the door for art shows.
I think you should.
Like $5.
I think you should.
And you get like, you know, you get a little gift.
Right.
So you get something, but it helps me keep the lights on. I don't really know if other businesses do this.
Because it doesn't matter.
If half the people that came, so if 100 people are here and 50 people buy shirts, I can pay for rent, right?
Correct.
But that's not the case.
The demographic that you deal with and the genre that you deal with, which is the quote-unquote hip-hop people, they ain't really they ain't really like throwing the money out.
Nah.
They like to come in. They like to hang out.
Yeah.
Freebies. They like get into the club free. I'm going to call you all out right now. Okay. We are old. This man has to make money to keep this place open. All right. You cannot just show up, shake people's hands and go walk out, smoke cigarette. Okay. At least come in here. Not every time, but at least know that you're supporting and buying a shirt.
Support, bro. Please.
If you like this store and walk in there, you must like something in here. So therefore buy it out to just pay respect.
And we are the only... I mean, Information does art shows once a month.
Oh, yes.
But there's real select. which understandable. Like, right. It's got to be dope, straight up.
Right.
We are the only store that are giving opportunities for literally no-name up-and-coming artists.
Right.
When I do these Street Fighter shows, I invite everybody on IG. If you're not following me on IG, that's your bad. Where these guys might have no skill. They can come and do their first art show.
Right, you're giving them a chance.
I don't know anybody else that's doing that.
You're giving them a chance.
You know how proud a parent would be? Would be like, you know, your kid that plays video games all day.
Right.
And you tell them, hey, mom, I'm in an art show.
Right.
They'd be like, oh my God, my son made it.
No, that's why credit to you for opening a lot of these doors for people that wouldn't get these doors open.
Yeah.
It's just there needs to be something in it for yourself. I'm going to say this. Maybe you shouldn't say this about you, but I'm going to say this to you, that I think something needs to be done to support yourself.
Mm.
You're supporting all these kids.
Yeah.
You're supporting all these guys never done anything.
Yeah.
You still got to keep this place open and put the lights on.
That's why. Yeah. So that's true.
That's all I'm saying, man. When you get these, you get a lot of events.
Buy one sticker. Bought one sticker, that'd be awesome.
Right?
100 stickers sold for $3.
There you go.
$300, bro. Hey, that's a not bad deal.
Make your cover, B. You pay the cover, you get sticker.
Yeah.
And there you go. I mean, I know you provide stuff for these events as well. You provide pizza. Oh,
Yeah, pizza.
Situations like, and then you get these suckers, they come in, they eat the pizza, they walk out, go make shishi.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say
auto producers, freeloaders, bro.
I'm gonna say it. Well, the producers, if you're going to go out there, but I'm like the patrons. I'm thinking like the fans, the people just hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't like. Piss me off, bro.
Nah, I feel you. It's rough one, man. I mean, I understand you don't have money. Some people just don't have money. But when you do, try and support the ones that support you.
I mean, it goes back to the club days. It goes back to the club days when we go have nights, 21 and overnight. Jamal is a very good example. Right. He's letting everybody in free. How is Jamal making the money?
Everybody coming in.
Let you in. Same thing now. It's the same thing now. A bunch of cheapos. And that's one thing I've never liked about this hip-hop genre. Okay? About these hip-hop people.
Everybody like it hook up.
Everybody like it free something.
Yeah.
You guys shot up already. That's it.
That's true, yeah.
I'm old. That's it. Okay, next one.
Hey. We had our last basketball game. You know, Coach Cavett.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a win. All we do is win. I never lose.
Yeah, air horn.
Never lose. Yeah. No, actually, we're 5-3 this season.
That's a winning record, though.
No, you know what's crazy? Yeah. Is my son, Coltrane, the kid of the year, reigning kid of the year.
Yeah.
Which, that was an award we made up literally, you made up in 1 second on the spot.
The kid of the year, bro.
Kid of the year. He actually told me the other day, you know what, Dad? This our season is the most we've ever won. I never think about it as wins. But then he's like, yeah, every coach before me, they never won as many games.
Really?
And I was like, so I thought about all the past. And he had some good coaches, dude. Really good coaches. And I was like, oh, snap, yeah. But you know what? The winning is not really a testament to the growth of a kid's, skills. I mean, wins help.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess it is the byproduct of coaching. I don't know, right? I don't want
to
be like,
well, you play to win the game. I mean, bottom line, if you're in a competitive sport, you're playing to win.
Right.
So that's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And for the fact that that's the most wins he's got, 5?
The most wins. And we never had a losing streak. It was always one loss, one win.
And then you were saying, too, that is this the All-Star break?
Or okay, this is a little break. So now the new season, today, we start practice for the second half.
Okay.
Yeah, I call it the All-Star break. There's no All-Star.
Right.
So I'm coaching. So they can get new coaches.
Oh.
But they asked me to coach again.
Oh, so when they have this break, they switch out the coaches.
Yeah, they can. Oh. But then
you can stay.
They always need coaches because parents don't like give up the time.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? All the time I have with my kid, might as well do it, bruh.
Right.
I mean, it sucks because I got to close the shop early. So Wednesdays, I close the shop early at 3. So, you know, it's the way thing, right? Like 3 to 7, I'm missing out on money. Possibility someone walking in here and dropping a couple $100s or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
There's something you gotta figure out about
and
this.
Then you know, then after that it's like, okay, but then the value of coaching my son, you know, being with him, the time, because I'm not gonna coach him forever,
right?
I mean, shoot,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm coaching him now, but you're not gonna see me coaching him when he's in high school, because he's gonna have college coach. I mean, high school coach. Yeah, so I'm taking it for what it is. So the value of a relationship with my son, so I don't raise
punks.
Yeah, punks.
Oh, douches.
Losers.
Yahoos.
Yeah, I don't raise kids that go into schools with guns. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're doing what parenting should be.
Right.
that's basically
I
it.
I could hire somebody, but now it's $10 an hour. That's $30.
Minimum is $10 an hour.
I think the minimum is 10 right now. Oh. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But then, oh.
You know, you could hire, bro. You get plenty of guys. You could hire brother Davey. You could hire
Oliver.
Oliver Twist, bro.
Hire everybody.
Bring them all in.
But now, so it's 3 hours. I figured, okay, no, it's okay. 4 hours, my bad. So 4 hours, $10, $40, but yeah. I got to go legit, right? Because I'm a business. So I got to get them under the pay. You got to do that whole thing, bro.
Yep.
W-2. W-2-3-4-5-6. Yep. So that went down this week. We also had, let's see.
What else happened? It's been 2 weeks. So you could go back. You know, you can take it way back.
That's pretty,
back in time.
No, play basketball. The mixtape drop was dope. That's pretty much it for me, I think, off the top of my head.
Okay. Well.
Yep.
I have another. If you are complete.
Yes.
With.
If anything pops up, I'll let you know.
All right. Was that breaking news for you?
So,
we're starting a. Do you have a breaking news thing? Oh, that's good. It's kind of like 80s kind of style. Shout out, Slant. So, I have breaking news regarding. We're starting a new thing. I'm going to. I told you about this.
Start it up.
This is going to go down. We have this thing called Patreon. That's the name of the site.
Yeah.
And it's not a GoFundMe thing, but it's like a subscription thing.
Right.
Where we put up exclusive content and then people can subscribe for like $1.
Right.
Or even $3 a month. And that's it. It's like feeding the Zimbabwe kids.
Nice. Oh, okay.
It's like that. It's like, you know, Sarah Struthers. Oh. Sally Struthers. Sorry. If you remember that reference. So what we're going to do is we're going to start putting up mixes. I found a mix that I did in 2004.
Hey, there you go, bro.
It's of all obscure 90s hip hop.
Hey.
Like really obscure, like Boostin' Kev.
Oh, nice. There you go.
So I found the CD. It's called Searching the Basement. I made this and I never released it.
What?
It's on the CD. I found it while cleaning out my closet.
Oh, there you go.
And I found that. I don't even know why I reference Eminem. But I'm going to put this on the computer. I'm going to put that on the MP3 is what the kids call it. We're going to put it up there, and then future mixes thereafter, we're going to put them up there.
Yeah, I got a couple mixes.
People can, yes, and then people can, if they can,
so what is subscribe. What is our patron site?
Sleep Time's Over. Oh. Very straight up. Sleep Time's Over. You go in there. You're going to see some stuff on there, but it's the exclusive stuff's coming. So the first one will be that.
Okay.
And then we'll do a Best of Craig Mack mix.
Yeah.
A 20-minute thing.
I got a Doom. I got a Doom mix. I got a Tri mix.
Okay, so yes.
I got like two like boom bap hip hop mixes.
So we're going to start putting those up. And then for $3. You can listen to the thing, play them in the car, wherever you want to go.
Download them.
So, and then that the money goes into supporting the show.
Yeah.
So that we can pay the broadcasting.
Shout out to those Square Barrels.
Yes, and there we go. Shout out to Square Barrels.
Shout out to Square Barrels.
Earl Kai McKee.
Number One Burger.
The Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club.
On the bandwagon. Go figure.
On the bandwagon.
They're jumping on.
Honolulu Club, bro.
They're on there.
Earl Kai McKee, always. And then they got burgers now.
Burgers are at Earl Kai McKee now.
So if we're going to keep it real, how do we do this now? We got two places with burgers, bro.
That's right. So now we got to promote sandwiches and the burgers. East Side and the West.
Well, there you go. East Side and Chinatown.
That's right. It's going to all work out. It's going
to
all work out.
So shout out to Square Barrels. Shout out to Honolulu Club.
Yeah.
Shout out to Earl Kai McKee.
Yes.
Shout out to the fitness. What's the guy that sponsors us now?
Who?
The fitness guy.
The fitness guy?
Yeah.
There's a fitness guy?
Yeah, fitness
guy. That's me, bro. That's the only guy that matters. What are you talking about, bro?
Your business name, bro.
Oh, that's Healthness Hawaii.
Healthness Hawaii. Hawaii, yes. That guy.
Why, thank you, guys.
Shout out to that guy.
Yes. Yep.
If you need any kind of healthy needs, hit up Healthness Hawaii.
Please. I humbly ask. Any type of healthy situation.
Yes.
But yes, well, speaking of the Honolulu Club, I will be there as we take this show Wednesday. March 14, I'll be there tonight.
Oh, dang.
I'm going to be there for a special tasting of the new menu.
Oh.
They have at the bar. The bar is called the 7th Floor, bro.
I think it is.
Is
it on the 7th floor?
Yeah.
Is the ghost going to be there?
I might be eating apps.
Oh.
With the ghost, bro. Don't eat all the calamari, bro. But I'm going to be there.
Calamari floating away.
I say, where is it going? Where is it going? Come back. I'm going to go there. We're going to take the pictures. We're going to post them up. The new bar menu.
I'm so bummed I can't go.
I told you go, bro.
I got a coach, bro.
I know, you got a coach. Yes.
Coach K, bro. Not Coach K.
But not
coach.
That, yeah.
Coach Cavett is in effect.
Yes.
We're going to do the drills. We're going to do the tariocas. We're going to do the backpedaling.
We're going to do the snake.
We don't do the snake. Okay. The weave.
The weave.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I remember doing the weave when I was young. Now the kids, they don't know how to do it. It's hard
for them
to figure out the weave. Yeah.
Oh.
the three-man weave, the pass, go behind. Pass, pass, it's kind of funny, but on the real, I've never seen any coaches do it hardly.
They don't know either, probably. They're all dumb, that's why.
I love that. That drill is on a fast break. If you know
it's
how
to. It's a good drill.
It's a great drill.
I mean, that's a better thing to learn than like pick and roll.
Oh, hey, you gotta pick learn and roll, bro. It's good,
no,
bro.
But you got to learn the weave first, bro. Yeah, that's step one, step two.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so.
I got this new play called L, bro. The 7. 7L, 7R.
Esoteric. Oh, okay. 7L and double R.
7R and double R. Oh, mistakes. Nice.
There you go.
Debo to probe.
No one knows what we're talking
Nobody
about.
Nobody cares right now.
No one cares. Anyway, damn.
So we're going to go to Honolulu Club tonight.
Honolulu Club is tonight. Before that, though, we went to... Last Friday, went to the place downtown, a place that I highly recommend to you and to all of Hawaii.
Yes.
Senya. I think I mentioned this on the show before. I'm going to send you. Yeah, send them.
Maybe you send you.
Black Alicia, send them. DJ Chef. Yeah. Rest in peace to another guy. Yeah. He's dead. Senya was on Friday. That is right next door to Pig and the Lady. Hmm. The best, according to a few people, Wagyu short rib.
Wow, Wagyu short rib.
Best meat of all time.
Not long rib.
No. It's not long in the tooth.
Yeah.
It's short. The best meat. Yes. It's right between Spell's favorite place where he gets his shot, Smith & Kings.
Oh, he's there last night.
He was probably there last night.
Yeah, I had him on his IG, bro.
Oh, that's what he was, the death talk he was talking about. Yeah, talking everybody's dead.
Craziness.
And then right between there, Senya. So go down there.
What
it's
kind of food is that?
It's kind of, it's American quirky original stuff from the guy, his name is Chris Kajioka. He used to be the head chef.
That name sounds so familiar.
He used to be the head chef of Vintage Cave in Shirkia, underneath. That was the one that cost like $500 a person.
Nice.
So he opened up his own one because he was like, never mind. And then it's over there.
Right.
Great, great facility, I'll even say, yes.
What made you go there?
Been there twice. Oh. Food is always good. Okay, they have snacks, they have small items, and they have the main entree. The entree feeds 5 people. Ooh. So you order the entree. It takes 20 minutes to make. While you're doing that, you get all the small stuff. So you get the poke chips, poke with the shrimp chip.
Can do that.
You get that. You get bone marrow and meat, and you put them in the Hawaiian sweet roll, make a sandwich.
Can do that.
Eat them up. That's it. You get kalua pork and cabbage croquet.
Oh, yeah. Good
fun.
Yep. Crochet.
And then, what else? It's all small little things, and you choose, like, the big one. And then the big one is the Wagyu short rib, bro.
Yeah.
Feeds 5 people. Plenty meat.
Plenty meat, bro. Eat the meat, bro. Everybody say boto.
Boto, better than others.
There you go, bro.
Yes. Okay, so that was Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
Herringbone, back at it
back
again.
Back at it. Second time.
Second time.
In the mix.
Is in the mix. We're there. It was packed. Everybody's there. All the Hollies are there.
Are they dancing, bro?
No dancing's over there.
So nobody dances?
No. This is just straight up. I'm playing Shade.
Don't you love Shade?
But it's so relaxing because I don't have to worry about dancing, this. I got to go first course out. That's a DJ terminology. Shade, I don't have to mix fast.
Remix.
But the thing that always helps. Okay, now this is the thing that
Jelly
I don't know.
Bean Benitez remix.
Who? Yeah, probably. Bellini. The thing that helps out in these kind of moments is when you have people that are into what you're playing, as you know.
Okay, right.
So when you're playing in a lounge situation, you're kind of feeding off of who these people are.
Right.
So while you're doing it, you want to go and decide what is what kind of people you're doing. So what are you doing? Good people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. The delivery is coming. We got a big delivery. Here we go. Dropping off a package. Here we go.
Good weekend, bro.
All right. Here it is live on television.
Good weekend,
everybody's
bro.
Here.
Sorry, bro.
This guy right here. Yes. We get DJ Elite, bro, in the house.
Wow,
bro.
There you go. That's it.
Look at that. DJ Elite
this
in the house.
This was not planned.
You paid for this to come on, bro, because we're talking about DJing right now.
DJ Elite,
here we go.
Bro.
So where was I?
DJ Elite, what do you play in a lounge setting?
Here we go.
Lounge setting.
Yeah, lounge setting. They don't dance. Just eat.
Just chill. Well, I mean, in the late 90s when I was doing LA, that started to kind of be a big thing. Huh? So back then, I play a lot of neo soul.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You play neo-soul?
It always works, man.
Okay.
Right?
It always
works. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's R&B, but it's chill. And it's still got that kind of funk feel to it. You know what I mean? So there's mass appeal to it.
Exactly. So you say you're seeing people.
Well, you see the what who's coming in here.
Right.
You're seeing who's walking in there, right?
Right.
So then you see the Hollies are coming in. You see the Japanese tourists. Tourists, non-factor.
Yeah.
They could give a damn what's going on.
Okay, so the Hollies then.
The Hollies, they sit there. So, of course, you know. You weigh in. You look at the race percentages.
Okay.
So then you see the African Americans coming in.
Oh, there you go, bro. Hey.
They come in. Okay.
See,
all right. So we just see what goes on. And then there was a table to the right of me.
Right.
The African American lesbian persuasion.
Oh,
those the top demographic because they like music because the lesbians they dance.
True.
They love it all. So they're sitting next to me. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens.
Oh, they're close to you.
They're like on the right.
Right.
So in Herringbone, you're playing R&B anyway. Then you're testing it out in the beginning. You're gonna play some like you can play the John Mayer, see what the Hollies what they do. Yeah. Then you're gonna play the Sade, see what they do.
Oh,
then you can see what that happens there. And then you can see you can show the Groove Theory in there.
Oh yeah, of course.
Groove Theory always works.
Groove Theory always works. Lesbians love Groove Theory. LLGT, bro.
Oh, no, but you hit it on the spot. The Sade, though, man. That's another one too. That's sure shot.
Everyone will love. If someone doesn't love Sade, then you send them out of here. Yeah. So. Then you go from there.
Okay, Groove Theory. Then
you see what maybe Maxwell. And then, African Americans, they love it. They always, forever.
The lesbians Maxwell, love it. Yes. African Americans love it.
They love male singing.
Of course. Yeah. Maxwell's good, but right. Sure shot.
But then the Holly's not going to go with Maxwell.
All right.
But then, you know.
Yeah.
So then you go with that, and then you can kind of delve into further. You could play like Soul For Real.
Oh, of course.
Candy Rain.
You know. Then the Holly's start getting it.
No, the Holly's don't know. But then, so that's how you kind of play it off. And then by then,
Candy
2 hours
Rain. Is over. Candy Rain, bro. How you got it?
How is
anytime there, somebody mentioned Candy Rain, I want to start doing the dance, man.
Yeah.
It's automatic. Video, bro.
Let me ask you this. You know when I there's a younger crowd or a more hip crowd, am I being PC? I don't know if you guys know
there's
what I'm
nothing
saying.
PC
right? Okay. Just give him, bro. Let him rip, bro. Let him rip.
I came looking DJ for Vino, everybody.
There we go. That's it.
You know, I guess this is a secret for me, and I mean, you've heard me do it at Eat the Street.
Okay.
Hip hop instrumentals.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Short instrumentals.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
They might the young bloods might not gravitate so much to Sade.
Right.
Yes.
Soul For Real. Yeah. Groove Theory. But you throw on some instrumentals, they actually will. I remember I used to tell you, they would come up to me and be like, where can I get that from?
Right.
And I'm like, you have to be a DJ. Oh, nice. you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there too, because it depends. But I mean, majority of the time, I mean, adult paying gigs, right? Like, I totally side with you on that, man. It's that the mellow R&B, the neo soul stuff.
It's whatever, just get to pass the time, because you don't. It's a no stress situation, like I was saying, because you don't have to worry about people dancing. You're just
funny. Did any requests? You got any requests this time?
No, thank goodness.
Okay, good.
No one should be requesting while they're eating.
Yeah, you're eating, bruh. I don't think I've ever had somebody come up to me chewing on some food and be like, hey, man.
Hey, man, keep it happening.
It did. It did basically happen the first time I was there.
Oh.
Like, can you play this some kind of EDM stuff? I'm like, no.
What?
EDM. Like,
why? Of course, I didn't say that to them. I was like, okay.
What?
Yes. I'm sorry. Why are you eating? What do you care? Just go eat.
Just eat.
Who cares what's playing right now? Just go eat. Right. So that did happen. Strangely. Strange request.
My goodness.
I don't know what these people are doing.
Wow.
Of course, you know, Holly. But that's what they do.
Cough.
They like to put their hand in the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
but then.
No, that's
take,
true.
Take, anyway.
Take. So that was. Okay, so that was in a nutshell.
Okay, so that was
Saturday
second
night.
Time.
Yeah, so it was fine. So
Saturday night, if you got nothing to do, go down there, get a drink, get some poop.
Let's go down. Remember, and then we could hang out with Mr. Nick Carter.
Oh, yeah.
He's behind the bar. Yeah. African-American Nick Carter.
African-American Nick Carter.
Yes.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask.
Not that one.
Okay, yeah.
Not that one. That would be something.
That would be something if he was working.
If Nick Carter was, I'd be like, wow, Nick.
That was like, really?
And how he is pretty much, he's like one of the second famous NSYNCer.
I guess
he a Backstreet Boy? Wait,
Nick Carter was Backstreet Boy.
He was, right?
Oh, so he's the most famous.
Or something of that nature.
He's the most famous Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, because Justin is
the
most
solo,
famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
And for the record, I didn't know that. No.
I know it all.
That's
all
right, bro. We gotta keep up.
Boys,
we gotta follow the kids, bro.
Making the band. I don't know.
That's right. Was that Danity Kane, bro?
Danity Kane, bro.
So that was Saturday.
What else went down?
Oh, you know what? Forgot one final thing.
What?
The week that we were off from the show,
okay,
had the Disaster Artist party.
Oh, yeah.
So watch Disaster Artist after all this time.
Did you watch that yet, Lee?
No.
Is the James Franco?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like, yes. Okay, so
I want to see it.
Yeah,
I did see it because it's based on a true story.
It's based off the movie The Room.
Yes, yes.
And I got to say, throw it out there before we go to break here, 4.5 mic movie.
Wait, so you watch The Room first, then you watch Disaster Artist?
Watch Disaster Artist first.
Oh.
And because I've already seen The Room.
Okay.
So the build up was
So if I didn't watch either one, which one should I watch first?
I would watch Disaster first.
Oh, watch that first.
That's what I did. Oh. But by accident, because I did. I heard about the room, but it was right in the back of my mind. So, when I watched Disaster artists,
right,
midway through, I'm like, hold up. Isn't this that college kind of cult following
exactly
thing? And then I watched the room, but
exactly
they did a bang up job, man. I have to agree with them.
I mean, it's amazing. Get out, brother. Franco should have gotten nominated at least for
they
best
did
actor.
It because of that, whole that soul, sex scandal.
Once you get like, called out, they shut you down.
Shut them down.
It's horrible.
That's sad, bro. Hollywood, y'all perverts and pedophiles.
That's why, I mean, because you got to see it, because Franco is not, well, clearly, but he's not him. He plays the guy
right,
perfectly.
To a T, man.
Amazing. So I highly recommend. Highly recommend everybody, if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. If you've seen The Room, you got to see this.
Yeah. So watch the Disaster Artist first, then The Room.
Yes, highly, highly.
Both on Netflix?
Oh, no. This is not for rental. That Disaster Artist came out like for rental kind. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it was straight to
Redbox.
You got to go to Redbox. You got to go to kind of Fandango.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go Amazon Prime.
I'll hook you up.
Nice.
BitTorrent, bro.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Put them in the disc. Put
I got you, brother.
What is a disc?
Fire Stick.
You need 1080p, brother.
Yeah, bro.
So before we get kicked off, that's pretty much it. You got anything else left to add before we go?
That's it, bro.
I got to reformat the disc. So
whatever
you got.
Three times over, season 7, episode 7.
We don't have a title for this.
Walking Dead, bro.
Blackjack, bro.
I love that.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Saturday night, March 17th, is Shamrocks and Shenanigans live from Square Barrel. We got $2 valet parking at Bishop Square. Get the party started, bros.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Now who got the flame that comes a dime a dozen that keeps them buzzing, thinking that they fat when they wasn't. Welcome to the world of Mac, or Mac. Do you small like saying that? Eat them sis like packs. I'm incredible, better eat your best. Cut, I does what I do. I fling the roof off a soft sucker, super smack it, mac it. Put the fact, mic check, 1, 2. I'm a rain. Rain forever, rain like bad weather, rain like whoever never. You can't bite my style, cause my style ain't a style that is a style, so I can go buck wild. Bet you figured you got more funk for flow, it ain't so. Flavor in your ear, let you know. Now I'm about a second from the hook, don't scrap your rap book before you get your wet style shook. Can I get down?
Sleep Time's Over, Cat with the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris, season 7, episode 7.
I don't know the name of this.
I know what it is.
So forget
you
it.
Like it, bro.
It's called episode 7. Forget it.
So episode 7.
Everybody dead.
That's worse than my Walking Dead.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You see how it gets worse?
Everybody's
it gets progressively
dead.
Worse. Forget it. Okay. So lots of news.
Yeah, lots of news. Oh, lots of news.
We've gone. Wow,
lots of news.
Okay.
So you take time, waste time on the news.
Take time,
right?
Waste time. Yes, it is that time.
Okay, is that time?
To take time, waste time.
There's so much stuff going on.
You have something you want to throw out first? I know we have a heavy hitter at the end.
Oh, okay.
But a local one that we're going to discuss. But anything right off the bat you have?
Off the bat, bro. Keeping it real. A nationwide walkout.
That is happening.
All the kids.
That happened already.
At 10 o'clock.
We're recording at, this is 10:27 a.m. right now. They have already walked out.
No, yeah, but they'll be out for 2 more minutes.
Okay.
17 minutes.
Okay.
To honor the 17 lives I was taking in.
Oh, from 10 to 10:17 is when the walkout.
I think it was 10, or is it 10:15 to 10:17?
It's in the 10 hour.
Oh, so it's like 10 to.
Something is happening right now as we're recording this right now.
I'm going back in class. Some of them cut. Some of them went to Kine Till.
L&L, yep, Till.
Some of them went to get lunch.
They went to Jay's Knickknacks.
Some of them went down to Cromwell's Jump Rock.
Right.
Someone caught the bus, my man, Jump Rock.
Yep. Jellies, Decoy, Choice Cuts.
Jellies. The jelly's not even there anymore.
They're going still.
Illegal Choice Cuts.
Choice Cuts, Wahiwa. They're going to go to L&L. They're going to go down the hill, Kalani. If you guys remember Kalani people, anybody listening, you sneak through the back gate by the band room.
Okay.
The gate has a hole.
Oh.
You slide on up the hole. You get in your car.
Slide it
on. You slide it up before you slide into the DM. Back in the 90s, we slid up holes. So we go down, we get in the car, and we drive to Kahala Mall.
Get to the mall.
Kahala Mall, we go to L&L, bro.
L&L, next to the sushi.
Because we were young, we didn't know any better, we stupid. So we go to L&L, we thinking this is good food. We get chicken cutlet, mini chicken cutlet. mini chicken katsu, shrimp tempura.
There you go.
Bring it back.
Worst food ever.
Yes, and then we pick it back. We go down the hill. You see how I brought that back? And then we go and eat before fifth period, bro.
Kalamaua is one of the worst located schools, yeah?
Yes, it is.
It's like nothing. Kalamaua is there, but it's like walking on a freeway.
And, right. You're walking on a freeway, so you get a chance of make.
Yeah.
And then Kalamaua sucks. It's a wacky mall. We've talked about this many times.
Not even the bowling alley anymore.
Bowling alley is not there anymore.
The
bugs
in the crypt, they're confused now.
Yep.
They go down there, they're looking around. Where must I harass?
Right.
Where am I going to get my money now?
Where can I go ask the guy for gas money? Where
can I get dollar for bus no money? Money? No quarter, no Jordans, nothing.
Where can I make out my cheek? Yeah. Where can I go? I cannot go. I
gotta go back to the bowling alley.
See? So a lot has changed.
So anyway.
So with that said.
So nationwide walkout.
With the walkout.
To protest gun control.
Yes.
Like the great philosopher that we know, Pasta Noose, gun control means using both hands in my land.
Well, how about that? Well, there you go.
Which still kind of operates in Hawaii. Right?
Yes,
Hawaii
it
is
does.
Still kind of up and up.
Yeah.
Get plenty of, like jokers like false crack any kind, but it's still pretty much fist, hand to fist,
right.
Fist to fist. But
gun laws are strict in Hawaii.
I gotta say this.
Yes.
As a former high school student.
Hey, congrats. Congratulations there, guy.
You know, sometimes we say things we don't know what we're saying.
Yeah.
Unscripted all the way.
Got that right.
I would have totally used this as an example. I'd take advantage of the situation.
Okay.
To just be out of class for 17 minutes.
Let's look at then the top five things you can do while you're outside of class.
For 17 minutes.
Well,
one, you can check out the cheeks, brah.
Well, I can do something else with the cheeks, too.
Well, you can make out with the cheeks.
Smoke cigarette with the cheek.
Smoke the dope, brah.
Yeah, smoke the dope.
You can.
Shishi, make number one, number two.
You go to the vending machine, knock it out.
Vending machine.
Bah, bah.
You could probably go to the cafeteria and you're going to get auntie still going to have like extra food from like first break. So you can go get tater tots, brah, cinnamon donut hole.
Hey.
Any kind of French fries.
Nah, cinnamon donut hole. You know, the cinnamon donut, you know what that was?
What?
When they made the cinnamon rolls. You ever seen what remember in public school, they basically had the regular wheat bread, remember?
Right.
Then when they made the cinnamon bread, you know what they did? They get the bread, the butter, and the cinnamon. You ever notice that? Remember that?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Cinnamon bread today. All it is the same wheat bread with the butter and the cinnamon.
Yes, yes. Or if you're privileged to go to a private school.
Oh.
And I went to MITPAC 1 year, so I can tell you, if they still do this, you can walk into the cafeteria literally any time of day.
No.
And you can get Terry Burger, Cheeseburger, Simon.
Wait.
Spaghetti plate.
So any time of the day.
They're ready to buy. They're ready to sell.
Wow.
So 17 minutes, guys, you MITPACers.
Go
over there.
You want to eat, bro?
Terry Burger. You guys go to the
you
bathroom.
You want to get prime rib, bro?
Maybe. On Fridays.
On Fridays.
You go there, get the Terry Burger, Cheeseburger, Spaghetti. They say UH vending machine. This is MITPAC. You go over there, you go into the bathroom, smoke, make out, kiss the girl, eat, smoke. Kiss the girl, eat, smoke. Kiss the girl, eat, smoke. You go back and forth, 17 minutes, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Then the Dungeons and Dragons, the kind of team, can go play a little bit Dungeons and Dragons.
You can, Magic the Gathering.
Magic. Okay, guys, 17 minutes, boys.
Joy Con, I have no idea how you play that game. Do you have any clue how you play that game?
I have no idea. No disrespect to any dragon, magic.
Can I disrespect them then? What do you guys do? How do you play the game? Okay, you guys are sitting there. I remember Jellies, okay? I'm gonna tell you guys, Jellies Market City. You guys are sitting down on these tables and you guys playing these kind of Market the Gathering. What? How do you win? Who wins? Do we all lose?
Nobody wins, bro. They just made the whole thing is based to make this movie Stranger Things, bro.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know.
So back to the walkout.
Hey, we're all dorks in our own way. We like comic books, we like video games, we like
but
records.
Magic the Gathering is the culmination of just.
So in 17 minutes, the Magic team got together. Hey, guys, we can play.
Yeah.
They make that noise.
Probably.
Trump. I don't know what they say.
Trump? Oh, yeah. The card trumps.
Go fish. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah. That's not. Anyway, no. So what else can you do in 17 minutes in high school? Smoke.
Jam any kind. Eat. Smoke.
Play magic.
Make doo-doo.
I don't think you want to make doo-doo in that 17 minutes. Because if everybody's leaving their class, you will get harassed.
Oh, that's right.
You'll be the doo-doo boy, bro.
Hey, Walter, what you doing, bro? How much longer you get, bro?
Oh, Reginald, that's you making doo-doo.
Hey, Wendell, you making the pudding. Yeah, okay.
So don't make doo-doo, guys.
Note to self, guys. Hold it.
Yeah.
Wait till the 17 minutes is up, then go.
Well, you think there's any jokers out there that bought like a soft gun to school?
That is really horrible.
Like a soft, what is that called? Soft
airsoft gun?
Gun?
That's horrible. If that is the case, we'll find out.
It's horrible. It's horrible, but it's real. It's real.
Yes.
We all had idiot friends that would push the envelope to the XXXX.
So I bring firecracker then.
I had friends bring firecrackers to school, and I went to a private school.
Yep.
I bought firecrackers to school. Anyway, so speaking of that, so you think anybody out there bought an airsoft gun?
I wouldn't deny it. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's why you guys, no people out there watching and listening to this, don't make. We all went to school. We all had crazy friends. I had a lot of crazy friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, look, the mail lady's coming.
So you know what? The mail lady ain't walking out.
She's got crazy friends. Ready
She's ready to go with the package. Let's see what kind of package. No.
Okay, check back.
No coffee for her. That's it. The coffee sold out.
There we go.
The coffee company, shout out.
There you go, my mail lady. Ask you for coffee.
You know, see, that's something I want to point out there.
Yeah.
When you have the U.S. Postal, a worker from the U.S. Postal actually wanting to patron the store that she drops off money to, that I have to say is a plus. If I could
shout
say
out.
It, okay? Shout out.
Say anything else in that 17 minutes there, my friend. That's a great topic, though.
Well.
What else can you do in 17 minutes in high school?
I think we named it all.
Yeah.
Well, got to remember, we're looking back at what we would do in the 90s.
That's
dating us.
Okay, this is what I would do. One, I'd probably be checking out the cheeks, Bradley.
Of course.
Cool.
If you're not, then you... Yeah, if you're not, then you...
Making jokes.
You unpanty. You checking out the girls, you like talk.
Oh, but how's that kind, huh?
Hey, right, you like go bet
you. How's Mary, Ross? She looking good at
me. Mary, she not one Mary, yeah?
She not one Mary. So. Mary cannot be one Mary.
You never know, bro. Mary,
she kind of. Mark can be the Mary.
But Mary could be a Mary, we don't know.
Well, I guess Mary can be a Mary, but usually Mark is the Mary, yeah?
Probably.
Anyway.
We'll find out next week.
Well, how's Mary today? She looking good at Oh, yeah, boss. She look good today. You That's not good? How I talk. That's funny.
That'd be pretty bad.
But what else could you do? You could go and look up who else died on your phone.
I highly doubt somebody 15 is
if
doing
you're
that.
If you public school, you can make a phone call to your girlfriend in private school.
They're not calling each other,
years
bro.
Younger, right? Yeah?
They're texting, bro. They're on Snapchat. Oh. They're showing his ding ding. Then you show the pee-pee.
You better knock it off.
Then she gonna show the kind. You asked.
Okay. So yeah.
You're gonna bottom line. You can go in the bathroom. You get your cheeseburger. You take the cheek with you. You take some batu. Smoke them up. Eat them up. Drink them up. Good. Be done. Go back to school. Ooh. Learn something.
Hey, 17 minutes is a lot, bro.
Learn something.
Do you think there's anybody out there that's studying in 17 minutes?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go out there and read this book. Oh, God!
Well, yeah. I mean, the virgins and the, you know, Jesus and Mary Chain and all those guys. Probably.
But, you know.
I would. The band guys? Guaranteed.
Yeah, band guys. I don't know. Band guys, they weren't virgins, bro. The band guys, they jam any kind, I think.
They're learning. When they
phones.
They're putting down the trombone. Yeah, and trombone, then they're talking about cheeks.
Clarinet.
Yeah, you did that noise. Yeah,
everybody loved
in a
that.
Previous episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we gave 17 minutes way too much.
Yeah.
17
okay,
minutes.
Anyway, moving on. What you got?
Move on, right? Never mind. Okay. Let's go into this one.
Okay.
The NFL.
Oh.
A lot of free agent. The free agent period has started.
Ninjas for life.
So, yes. Okay. So, a lot of trades, a lot of free agent moving. So, I'm going to throw out these names here.
Okay. Hopefully, I know.
Oh, bro. Richard Sherman is no longer a Seahawk. Richard Sherman is a Niner. He did this. Yeah. To spite the Seahawks.
Yeah, emotional move. What an idiot.
Emotional move.
Idiot.
Richard Sherman is a Seahawks. All you Niners fans are probably all saying, going Super Bowl. Let me tell you something. Nothing going to happen, okay? Nothing. Nothing, okay? 49ers, you're lucky going 7-9, 6-10, okay?
Bro, he's not the same, bro.
No, that's why NFL, you don't sign free agents. They're too old.
Yeah.
They're usually in 30s already, okay? Kirk Cousins is now a Viking.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins better than Case Keenum.
Bro, Skull, you guys are the dumbest ever. Kirk Cousins is the most overrated quarterback.
Yep.
It's like Kirk Cousins is the equivalent of going to college and taking your English 101 class.
Yep.
Looking for the hot chicks.
Yep.
And there's no hot chicks.
No more.
But guess what? By the end of the semester, get one hot chick.
They're like, okay, you'll do.
Oh, hey, yeah. She look pretty
That's
good.
It.
Hey, Mary, she look good, eh? Bro, I thought you said she was ugly. Nah, she's all right, bro. When the sun hit her face in a certain angle, I think she go.
You get 17 minutes. So,
that's who Kirk Cousins is. Kirk
yes.
Cousins, okay, I'm saying this because I'm not the most attractive dude. I'm an average dude, so
hey,
nobody get offended.
You know, come on.
Anyway.
Hey, now.
So I'm saying that's what it is. It's the girl in class, the average girl in class that was there at the beginning, and at the end of the season, end of the semester, she becomes a hot chick because there are no other girls.
Left. Yes.
Kirk Cousins is that quarterback, and he's not going to do crap for you, Skull.
They gave the hot chick $80 million. Guaranteed now. Okay,
she better give it up, bro.
So she better give it up day one, bro.
Just joking.
Are you?
No.
So that's the thing with NFL is these contracts are pretty much toilet paper, as you know. Because you want to get the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
You see a lot of guys, they get 5 years for $100 million, but only 2 years guaranteed.
So what is his guaranteed?
His guarantee is $80
million.
Bruh, fully thanks. Guaranteed.
His agent got $5 million off the fully, bat, baby.
This is going to change the game because it's fully guaranteed money. That's unprecedented in the NFL. So that's what made that a big, big story. So Case Keenum then, because he's no longer in Broncos, he went to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Broncos desperate. They got to bring him in. He's a hot quarterback right now. Bring him in. Sam Bradford, Mr. Cockeye.
Yeah, yeah.
Cardinals is now paying out money. Sam Bradford still has a job and getting paid.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford hasn't done jack. So his agent, I think, is the best agent in the NFL, bro. Right. Sam Bradford hasn't done nothing. Nothing.
He's got to be, bro. He's like the most like hot, cold quarterback in the world.
But people still giving up money to him. They still giving
like
it up.
Like I said, there's not too much quarterbacks. That's the reason why. So
exactly.
If you can throw the ball 5 yards, bro, sign him up.
Exactly.
But Kirk Cousins, bro. Minnesota. You guys are so dumb.
Stutter and Stan, you better chip in, bro, because...
You better get 17 minutes and cry, bro.
Hopefully. Then we have the great Tennessee Titans of July.
Oh, hey, what you got?
We're now slowly becoming the Tennessee Patriots of Kalihi.
Oh.
Because we're signing up all the Patriots, all we can. We've got new head coach, Mike Vrabel. Former Patriot.
Okay.
We signed Malcolm Butler.
Oh.
Cornerback, former Patriot. The man who got benched, strangely.
Oh,
Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, he
is now. He got paid, bro. $30 million guaranteed.
Oh, hey.
Then we just signed yesterday, as we taped this show, Deion Lewis.
Wow.
Now a Titan. I was going to say Patriots.
Nice.
So we got the running back for the Patriots now. We got starting cornerback.
Okay.
We have former linebacker as head coach. The GM is a former Patriot.
Wow.
Everybody coming. Amendola was supposed to come, but he signed with Miami, that dummy.
Oh, he signed with Miami?
Yeah, Amendola went to Miami. So,
why would you want to...
He want to go surf, bro. He want to go hang out with Goran Dragic, bro. And Hassan Whiteside, and go DJ.
Hang out with D-Wade, bro. You can't be wrong with
They're going to go to the nightclubs, DJ'd by Zoran Dragic.
No, DJ'd by DJ Ronnie Cycli, bro.
I think he's still in the game.
He's still in the game, but EDM.
He's still in the game.
The tallest DJ in the world.
So a lot of stuff going down. Okay, so moving on.
Oh, wow. That's great, though.
Moving on.
A lot of people getting money, not us.
Yeah, nope.
Anyway, but shout out to our sponsors.
Great
Barrels. Honolulu Nightclub. Honolulu Nightclub.
Honolulu, that's right, bruh. 23 and over, bruh.
Honolulu Club.
Yes.
Yes. And Earl Kaimaki.
Yes.
Which we got the brand new burgers.
The debut of the burgers.
We'll
show
that. Yes.
We're going to post that up. The dinner menu has begun.
Okay. So moving on. So
yes.
Take time, waste time on this one. There was a moat guy that was robbing tourists at Diamond Head with a stun gun. Hear about this guy?
Tell me about it. I did not hear this one.
Okay. Basically, what got me on this one, take time, waste time, is... The fact that this dude must have been like 6'5".
Okay.
Like 6'5", like Ma'atanavasa big.
Mm.
And he was robbing these little Japanese tourists in Diamond Head with a stun gun.
Wow.
Why would you need a stun gun?
Why would you need a stun gun?
You're 6'5"?
Yeah.
Why don't you just grab the bag and run? Well, can't run, but grab the bag. But anyway, he got caught and they had him in the courtroom. I was like, that's the most pitifulest thing ever. Like, I looked at him, I was like, brada, what are you thinking?
Right.
Stun gun? When you're like, this guy's law. I wish I could pull out the
picture. He's a big guy.
He's a big dude. But he wasn't a big fat dude. He was a big, like, muscular dude. But he's stun gunning tourists.
So he actually pulled the trigger? Yes.
Zan.
Really? Give me your bag. Wow. Well, I mean, if we look into the mind of this Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure his strategy was, you stun him, incapacitate the guy briefly. Take him, it'll be easier than to rough him up or push him or tell him what.
Yeah.
So figure that's brother's plan.
Right.
So yes, he's a big guy that doesn't need a stun gun, but he's bigger. He can get more volume of theft. How's this in
zap, talking about zap?
Zap, 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 you get them all.
Yeah, well.
Figure that's it, but so he got caught, thank goodness.
He got caught. You look pretty dumb. Mm. I guess the theory is right. You just zap, take, zap, zap, zap,
right.
Zap.
Right. Rather than push, struggle.
But the amount of people in
Street
Diamond
knowledge.
Head,
yeah.
Someone's gonna see you.
Yeah.
Cops are always around there anyway.
Yes.
In Diamond Head area, because a lot of rich people live up there anyway, so they're going to be patrolling only over there.
Chinese Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that is.
That is right.
That's enough time that we should take
get out of here.
Anyway, what you got?
All right. We got one more sports thing we got to get into. NBA playoffs is coming. It's soon, so we got to discuss. We posted this on IG. Now, of course, we got like the top teams. We have Houston Rockets of Houston. Golden State.
Of Golden State.
We have Toronto.
Of Toronto.
We have. You love Toronto, really?
I said, remember early in the season, I thought Toronto's going to be a problem.
Well, excuse me.
There you go, man.
We have Portland, who is kind of creeping up there. But then I want to talk about the Spurs.
Yeah.
Okay, now the Spurs are in the seventh seed in the Western Conference.
Wow, that's without Kawhi?
Without Kawhi.
Wow.
Now, this could be a first because the Spurs have been in the playoffs since they last drafted Tim Duncan.
Wow.
So, take time or waste time, is this the end of the Spurs? Is this it? Kawhi is supposedly coming back, but it may be too little too late. What is the future of the Spurs?
Future as in they're making the playoffs or a future of them?
Kind of both. Two question. Will they make the playoffs this year? Will they be relevant next year and the year before? Because Kawhi is a free agent coming up.
I believe they'll make the playoffs.
Okay.
Popovich is legit. Good coach. He can coach anybody to playoffs.
Okay. With that roster?
Yeah, with that roster.
Okay.
Yeah, there are young guys in there, so they're not that bad. LaMarcus Aldridge, right, is the main man, right?
He's depressed, but yeah.
Right.
He's a depressed kind of guy.
I think this is the decline of the Spurs, finally.
Yes.
Finally, though. Like, finally.
Well.
Next to the New England dynasty of Patriots of the Patriots, this is like the next in line where it's like, are they still here?
Because they have a lot of hot teams in the West.
Yeah.
Like, Utah is hot.
Utah's hot, bro.
You've got that. You've got OKC, who's not doing well, but they're in the mix. So, you're going to have a lot of competition for remaining in the playoffs.
Yeah, OKC is, like, probably the scariest team anybody can go up against.
I think so, because they can only beat top-tier teams. They can't beat regular teams. That's why their record's trash.
They're unpredictable. But if they get into the playoffs, you do not want to be matched up with them.
It would be them and Utah. I would not want to be matched up.
Because this time, Russell Westbrook has help.
In a way,
yeah. I mean, he has more help than he had in the past.
The bench is still trash.
It is.
They can't play defense.
But they get the Polynesian in there, bro. Right down there, the Polynesian.
Oh, a New Zealander.
Yeah.
Steven Adams,
bro.
Yeah, you know, he's all right.
Yeah, I like the Polynesian, right. Bro.
Cool. In a factoid, Steven Adams came to the OKC. In the Harden trade.
Oh, there you go, bro.
Because one of the draft picks that they sent over to OKC, Houston, was Steven Adams. So, little factoid, okay? We know what we're talking about here, bro. Okay, next
one. So, anyway, Spurs, decline.
They're on the decline.
They're going to make the playoffs, decline.
They're sliding down the hill.
But at the same time, you still don't want to face the Spurs either in the playoffs.
Kawhi
is... Let's see if Kawhi does come back
right. It could be a scary situation.
So, you know, they're a scary team. OKC is a scary team. So, sorry, Spurs. You make the playoffs, but you got to figure it out.
Right. And I'm not mentioning the Rockets. I'm not mentioning them.
Don't mention.
I'm being an unbiased guy.
Yeah.
I'm
very fine.
Am I very stressed about it? Yes. But I'm not going to say anything right now.
Okay. You stress when they win. You stress when they lose.
That is correct, bro.
Oh, you do stress, bro. Why is there so much hair on your head?
Well, I wash.
Yes.
I clean it.
Condition,
hey, yes. There you go. Fluff. Okay. Next.
Okay.
What we got here, bro?
Here's a question for you.
Oh.
I want you to answer this honestly. That's and great. Honestly. Okay, here we go.
I love it.
Why do you think Kawhi has so much black tar heroin? Take time, waste time. It's been in the news, bro, for over 2 weeks. I'm quiet. I keep finding black tar heroin. Might be the worst form of drugs to ever take in your life. Why Kawhi? Since you are our resident Howley. Hoppa Howley.
Okay, let me just say this. I'll say this. I'll make it brief. I'll make it to the point.
Black tar heroin.
All right. First of all, I have no hootin' holler what black tar heroin is. Okay? Let me just say that for the record.
Why? They get the tar on the ground, asphalt, they make the heroin, bro.
Is that what they do?
Shoot them out.
You can put them on the street. You can put them on the tar on the pavement.
Right, yeah. If you got to patch your house, bro, just throw them on the...
That's good to know. I can have that as a little self-improvement, home improvement thing. I don't know what that is. So I'm just going to have to resort to this in Kauai. And what goes down in Hawaii, in Kauai.
Yeah.
Two things.
Okay, here we go.
Sex and drugs. Okay? That's all you're doing in Kauai.
Yeah.
All right? That's why a lot of these brothers, they move over to Oahu because they're tired of having sex and drugs in Kauai. I know plenty of Kauai guys living in Oahu
right now. That's true.
All right? A lot of them out in the scene. You know why? Because they're tired already.
Who making the heroin? The Hollies or the Hawaiians, bruh?
Hawaiians all day.
What?
What's black tar? Well, I don't even know what black tar heroin is.
That's good you don't know.
So I've never done any recreationals heroin. In my life. I never. Thanks. No, I have not done heroin.
I never did any recreational heroin myself.
We've never done weed, bruh.
Oh, that's true.
For a previous episode. Yeah. So I, first of all, do not know what that is. So therefore, I cannot comment on who would be the guy making it. If we look at the population of Kauai, who lives in Kauai? Howley's.
Oprah.
Oprah. Some kind of billionaire guy.
A couple billionaires.
Right. And then a lot of local Kang brothers and sisters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the local brothers and sisters have nothing to do with the heroin. I'm going to say humbly, I don't think they're going to be dealing with that. I think they got other things to deal with, like sex. They got other things to do with, like weed, pakalolo, getting one job, maybe going Kauai. Is there a UH in Kauai?
There's a KCC, Kauai Community College.
There's Kauai Community College? All right. If Kauai Community College, you guys join Kauai Community College, learn something, get an associate's degree. Maybe you could challenge Kapiolani Community College and have the great KCC off.
Hey, there you go.
Who wins? 2Ks enter.
1K.
1K gets high. So I don't know. You're searching black tar heroin.
Yeah, here you go.
What is it?
Black tar heroin is sticky like roofing tar or hard like coal and is predominantly produced in Mexico and sold in the U.S. areas. The dark colors associated with black tar heroin results from crude processing methods that leave behind impurities. Impure heroin is usually dissolved, diluted, and injected into veins, muscles, and under skin.
So they're injecting tar.
So into basically, their veins. Yeah, you know, you get like the high, all the guys in Kahala, Waikai, Kailua, they do the high end heroin.
Then just put tar.
And then this one is put tar.
What's in the vial? What's in the vial? Tar. Yeah, we try them. Try them.
Get the kind of, you know, hey, pass me the spaghetti strainer real quick.
Yeah, we jam them.
You throw the heroin inside. Eh, good enough.
That is a horrible
situation. But anyway, so I'm just curious what you thought of it.
I did not hear about that one.
Well,
I did not know what black tar is.
It's just sad, bro.
That's sad.
The Hawaiians, the Hui. Is the Hui even exist anymore?
No. Vince died, bro.
Oh, brother Vince, bro. Rest in peace.
Brother Vince.
Anyway, brother Hawaiian or the Hui or the Yakuza, or maybe the guy's making them, need to go and police this kind of stuff. You shouldn't. Haole, Hawaiian, Haba Haole, Chinese, Japanese, whatever, local. Is that kind of stuff should not be in the community, period.
Is this equivalent to like sniffing rubber cement or like doing the air with the whipped cream?
Oh, the whippets.
Yeah, is that the equivalent? Like something cheap but to get you high? Is that the equivalent of tar?
Heroin, I think you still got to make. You still got
to
like...
Okay, you still have to whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. Then I don't
know. Yeah, I know people that huffed and whipped and all that stuff. That's just rich kids that do that kind of crap.
Dummies.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, moving along, bro.
Okay, I got two more left.
Okay, I got a couple more.
Okay. A good longtime close personal friend.
Hey.
OJ Simpson.
Hey, great friend.
Recently in an interview on TV, basically laid out that he did murder his ex-wife and the guy.
Not waste time. We knew already he's guilty.
I just want to know, how stupid is this guy?
He's stupid,
just
bro.
Just leave it be. Just be done with it. Hide. Don't go anywhere. Don't say anything. Yeah. Why are you going on the... He said,
money.
Hypothetically...
You need money.
But, so you're going to go and talk about how he killed people?
Yes.
What for what? I don't think they paid him for this interview.
God, he's stupid, that's why.
I mean, he really is. I'm just saying, it's amazing. I don't know if you caught this interview.
I seen snippets.
He basically is going, well, hypothetically, yeah. I would do this.
And I saw the blood and I forgot.
Hypothetically, the glove went on my hand. I mean, what are you doing, bruh? So I'm just like, he's got to just cut it out. And he's got to be one of the dumbest guys of all time.
Yeah.
It's a shame because, you know, we liked him back in the day, you know, Naked Gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, running back, you know, Heisman, Buffalo Bills. Now, worse and worse. And he personally pissed me off because in 1994, when him and Al Cowling in the white Bronco driving, when they were escaping, you know what show they preempted? You know what event they preempted, bruh? The NBA Finals, 1994, wow. Houston Rockets, New York Knicks, bruh. Game 6. I'll never forget that. They get the little screen on the back with the Bronco. They're cutting in and out of the NBA Finals, Game 6, to this Bronco. I was watching, but I was pissed off at the same time. I like watch the game. We're losing. And then we're watching OJ and his friend Al Collins in the white Ford Bronco.
Why is he dead?
I don't know.
Why does like society or just like the powers that be have kept him alive?
You want him killed?
No.
What are you talking about?
Like, that, I don't know. It just seems like...
He's not an unhealthy guy.
I don't know. It just feels like it's one of those guys that you find of like, you know, dead in a cell kind of deal.
Oh.
You know? But it seems like something is keeping him alive to be dumb.
Well,
You know what I mean? It's just like, wait.
He got put in jail for robbery.
Yeah, it wasn't for the robbery. He tried to steal his own memorabilia.
Right? Vegas. So he's just clearly like, something's off with this guy really bad. I mean, we knew this already, but.
Is it the kind, what is that called? The brain trauma from football?
That's a good point. That could be it. Who knows?
He's just an idiot, bro. He's dumb, bro.
He's really bad.
Trauma or not trauma.
For to still be in the news in 2018 is really bad. Okay, that's all I got. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Well, the thing is, for the news to even give him the time of day, that's all.
Well,
it's like a two-headed freaking.
He's a mesmerizing figure. Whatever OJ comes in, it raises an eyebrow. No matter what he does, people are always gravitated to this guy. Oh, God. He's an enigma, is what they say.
The fact that he's still like here. It's
kind yes. Of,
if I was him, I'd just retire at a ranch and just right. Be quiet already.
Right. Nope. Get out of here. Okay, what you got? That's it.
Okay, what we got here? Here we go. Here we go. Hot topic right here. Can't even turn my phone on. There we go. We didn't even talk about Craig Mack dying.
We will.
You will?
Okay. Yeah, who's going to end it up?
Daniel Inouye. Okay. I have bones to pick with you, buddy. And there's nothing to do about the allegations. First of all, what the heck are you doing on a damn airport?
Right.
Did we talk about this before?
Yes, we did.
We did? Okay, I'm going to revisit it again. You did nothing for this dang airport, bro. If anything, it should be Ellison Onizuka Airport. Right? Aeronautics, space.
Ooh. Doesn't he have something named after him?
He has something, but it's not the airport.
Well, they had to give him something when they gave him the airport. But the call tag number, the call tag letters cannot be DKI. Because that's...
Dick.
Well, okay.
D-I-K.
Get your head out of the sewer, bro. But... No, because another airport has that in the call tag. So you can't even call it DKI. It's still H&L.
Yeah, I'm glad.
So therefore, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time because you can't even call it Daniel K. Inouye Airport with the call numbers.
And that's before even the allegations of his sexual harassment and all that crazy stuff.
Yes.
First of all, knock it off. Honolulu International Airport, pow. Yeah. Take it down, bro. At least it gives you a good chance for it to get taken down.
Possibly.
So eight or nine... Women have come out, and they came out after he passed away.
So what do we do with that? He's dead.
That's what I mean. Like, why?
What do these mean?
I don't know how it works or anything. Why they came out now that he's dead? I don't know, dude.
Well, when he was still alive, a woman came out with allegations, and then they kind of shut her up.
Yeah, because he's like old boys club.
Correct.
He's part of the old boys club.
So where do you go with this? Okay, you come out. What do you expect to get out of this? Just to get that you came out and you just making peace with this? That's all you can do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the commandment thing, right? Like, they all kind of...
You're just making your peace, and that's
making
it.
Making the peace, even though some people are dead.
I
don't know. It's hard to say, man. Women got hurt. They're still alive.
Yeah.
So, I say you got to make the rights wrong.
Right.
I mean, the wrongs right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wrongs and rights.
Yeah. Wrongs, rights, rights, wrong. So, but I'm all for taking him off the airport. This was even before the allegations. What do you do? You charge the widow? You do the kids? I don't know. How does it work?
Now? Exactly. Where do you go with this? What are you going to do?
So all these people came out. They said he's a bastard. I said change the airport name back to Honolulu. But after that, what do you do, right?
I doubt that. The bug is dead. He's been a prominent center for many, many years. I mean, we cannot deny it.
Yeah, he did a lot of good things.
He did a lot of stuff.
But we all have skeletons in our closet, so I mean... No, I don't want it to be like women get mad at me and be like, you can't say that. We all have evil things. Like, okay.
Well, everybody's got skeletons in the closet or problems in the past.
Everybody got problems.
But then, you go with Daniel Akaka. Okay, yeah. Here's another guy who's still alive.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, nothing has come out against him.
Yeah.
What happens in that situation? Say he passed away and then something else goes on. Then what do we do there? And what do we do if something comes on now and he's still alive? Mm. What are we trying to get out of this? Now, clearly, he's long retired.
Bill Cosby.
Gone. Bill Cosby.
The bug on his crate was already
Bill Cosby is a victim of karma. Because look at what's happened. His children have passed away in like very sad situation. I still, to this day, think Bill Cosby is a great comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Actor. I'm not even talking about all this weird stuff he did.
Yeah.
We all know it's bizarre, but... He's in his 80s, almost 90s, having all of this crap thrown at him.
Yeah.
When is it time to be like, is it worth it? You know? Akaka. Inoue.
Yeah.
What is the end game?
Well, I figure a lot of these women probably came out early, right?
Yeah.
And said, but they came out when
Cosby was top of the game.
Right.
Came out with Inouye, was on top of the game.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? It's like who's a hot name right now in whoever's the hot name in the society?
Entertainment industry, right? You're gonna cover it up.
Yeah.
You're trying to cover it up,
right? So covered up, paid off.
Right.
Right, paid off.
That's it.
Boom. You gotta wait till the name fades, then be like, boom.
Right.
No, so you're right. To me, you gotta do justice. Justice has to be served somehow for the ones that are living and the ones that were hurt.
Correct.
Bottom line.
Correct. No, good point.
I can't really.
That's it. All right. So speaking of local stuff, I got one last one.
Okay, what you got?
An article, or actually an article and a news segment on Hawaii News Now not long ago.
Right.
Did a study on the happiest cities in America.
Bruh.
And coming in at number four was the great, longtime close personal friend city of ours.
Yeah, city is our friend.
Pearl City.
Wow.
Not Utah, not any type of other pearls. Pearl City in beautiful Central Side.
Yeah.
Not even a real city to begin with.
Just the area.
Pearl City.
Wow.
Fourth happiest city.
Palisades.
So I ask you.
Waiava.
Take time or waste time, is Pearl City a happy city? And why?
I mean, I can't really see them as a sad city, but I don't know about the fourth happiest city.
Well,
and do the Howleys even know it's not really a city?
Do the local people know it's even a city?
Yeah, I had people that live Pearl City claim Pearl City's country.
Oh, God.
Remember I talked to them about that? Remember? God.
Yes. Let me tell
My
you.
My friends that live Palisades was like, oh, it's country. I'm like, bruh, it's not country. Anything past Kapolei is country.
Yes.
Let's get that right.
I agree.
Kapolei is a city.
Yes.
Second city.
Yeah.
If you go Kapolei, southbound, all town, technically.
North Shore is country.
Yeah. North Shore country. Boom. Honokahale for all your Hawaiians out there. Nanakuli.
Nanakuli.
That way, country.
Yes.
Let's get it right, people.
Yeah. Shout out, Aye.
Yeah.
What makes Pearl City the happiest city? So, like, I put this out on IG.
Yeah.
As a, should we talk about this or not?
Yeah.
I put a vote, a survey on the IG story, as the kids call it. We got, and the winner of the vote was, no, it is not a happy city. Overwhelmingly. It's like 19-7.
Well, okay. It's not depressed either, but it's sure not the happiest.
So, I'm going to create a list, and I want you to chime in with this.
Okay, yeah.
The pros and cons of Pearl City.
All what right, makes brah.
Pearl City happy? Okay. Now, not good, but happy. Okay.
Okay.
So, first one I'm going to say right now, I have to say, we can't forget Arby's is in Pearl City, located Pearl Ridge Mall.
All right. Does that count as Pearl City, Pearl Ridge?
It's got Pearl in it.
Is that... yeah.
It's got Pearl.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, Arby's, bro. That's worth it.
I'm going to say Pearl City. Okay, that's one. Arby's.
All right, bro. I got one right here. Foodland is right next to Don Quixote's, bro. Two great places to shop, bro.
You think so? Okay.
You don't like Don Quixote?
I'm not a fan.
A.K.A. Holiday Mart, A.K.A. Dae.
I like Holiday Mart, but it's too crowded. You cannot park.
Like it, bro. You go to town one, that's why. That's junk. Yeah. Go to Pearl City, bro. Local people stay there. Everybody give you shotguns. Hey, how you doing? See, maybe when they did the survey, they went to Don Quixote in Pearl City where everybody's happy. And they just basically say,
getting
you know
all the deals.
This is the place. That's why Pearl City. They never went anywhere else but Don Quixote in Pearl City. That's the reason why Pearl City's happy.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Here's another one. We cannot forget the icon of Pearl City, which I'm going to think is Pearl City. The Watercress Farm right in front of Pearl Ridge.
Watercress
Farm, man. He told everybody, shut up. I'm going to keep my Watercress Farm right here. You can develop, build the rail. You can build Anna Miller's. You can build Bravo. I'm going to still keep this Watercress Farm right there. So screw all you guys. So that, I think, is happy.
I'm still baffled on the fact that you have a Watercress Farm in the middle of all of this development.
He told everybody, shut up.
And the bugger is not polluted.
Yeah.
Because this guy making shishi inside.
There's got to be somebody making shishi in there. Got to be.
I told that story about when I was doing graffiti and I saw the rats, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Like that.
They're coming out, yes. But I still think that's a happy thing of Pearl
City. Watercress Farm. You know, I used to catch bus from town all the way to Palisades in number 53. I see that Watercress Farm. It was kind of relaxing.
Okay. So you got 2-4.
Okay.
Do you have something for or against?
Let's see. Pearl City. What else is there? What else is good in Pearl City?
I got a couple against. So you throw it.
Let's see. Coffee Bean in Pearl City. I always go there.
Get everywhere, bro.
Palisades, Fall Palisades hike is nice. Pro City.
Does that make you happy?
No, not really.
Well then, okay.
What else you get, bro? Pro City Chargers.
Let me tell you this. This is something that makes me sad. That does not make me happy. Gracie's Inn closed down, Pearl City, bro. We're only down to one Gracie's Inn on this island left, all right? Well, everybody.
Remember, that was the worst one, though.
Which is the worst bathroom? Well, the Pearl City one was the worst one.
Worst for food.
If you had to compare between Pearl City and Beartania, Pearl City's one is waste time.
Beartania, bigger chicken.
Yes, but there's only one Gracie's left. So that means if you're in Pearl City, you're going to be sad because you only, when you're trying to go to a house party at Newtown Rec Center, where are you going to go? You cannot pick up Gracie's. Or Dave's Ice Cream.
Oh, yeah,
all closed. All closed. Sad. That don't make me happy.
That's one sad point. So, okay, there you go.
Cam, shopping, swap meet, closed down.
Oh, right. There you
sad.
Go. Sad.
That's it. Okay, I got two for.
That's negatives. That's sad.
Yeah, I'm trying to compare it to. Is Pearl City truly.
I'm trying to think of happy things for Pearl City.
But that's what I mean. Like, there's more happy or sad or more
Pearl
sad?
Pearl City High School Band is good.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
You would go and watch them?
No, but I mean, I heard they're good.
That doesn't count, bro. Come on, let's go. Here's another one. Here's another one that might make me happy. Let's not forget our longtime hidden ghost sponsor of this great show. Razor Concepts, is in Pearl Ridge Mall. They got everything you need. All your wants and needs are there. From Kendama's, Mariota jersey, from Pacalolo shirt, from Straight Outta Nanakuli shirt.
Everything.
Yo-yo, street razors.
Well, I guess if that's the case,
Heelys.
Pearl Ridge is there, so that makes you happy.
Okay. Yeah. See? Now we're talking. Okay. Also, here's another surprise. This past Sunday, I actually drove to Pearl City.
Oh, bro.
I'm dropping the bombshell right now. Here's what happened, bro.
What happened?
I had to go buy a pillow. And I had to get a wire for my monitor. So I had to go to Easy Music Center. Music Center in town closed. But the Pearl City one was open. Oh. So I said, okay, let's go. Let's pack it up. Let's go.
Pack the lunch. Pack the cooler.
Cooler.
The kids, the dog, the cat, the bird, the owl.
Make sure you got enough ice.
Yeah.
And then we drive to Pearl City. The first time I've been to Pearl City in 2 years. Went there, went down, past the rail pillars. Oh, look, it's there. And we went down there. We went to Easy Music Center in beautiful Nouveau Riche, Pearl City.
Right.
And so we got the wire. And then after that, I had to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I had to buy what the kids call a pillow. Because my dog was chewed up on the old pillow, so I had to get the My Pillow. So we go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Every time you get 20% off coupon. They send you every week.
Yeah.
I can send you one. So we go down there. So that's in Pearl Ridge next to Down to Earth. Everybody walking around like Batos Locos over there. Everybody making like big body. All the guys, even the girls. You notice this? When's the last time you've been to Pearl Ridge?
I've been there a while.
You live in Atlanta. You should be going. So everybody's walking around like Batos Locos, like a big body, like the big chest. Like this. Yeah. And then the girls are walking like this. It's very interesting. Everybody's like trying to look like they're trying to pick a fight.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm just trying to buy.
Because they're so happy.
So that's why I asked the question. Why do they look like that if they are so happy? Exactly.
We still got to figure out what the measuring stick is for making happy.
I don't know. That's why I don't know what this, I don't know what this report's all about. But I'm going to say officially, based off all of that, you tell me your summary. Pearl City, I don't find happy city.
Not the happiest.
I don't find a happy time.
But hey.
That's it.
It's Hawaii, right?
All
right,
that's it. Forget it.
Hawaii should be in general the happiest place.
Good enough.
Right?
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
Okay, so finally, to end out, we're going to end out with our moment of nice.
Yes. Okay.
We're going to end with a nice thing, a moment of zen, whatever you want to call it.
Zen.
Or enough already. Because we're all mad, right? Yeah. Shout out to Craig Mack. Okay. Let's talk about Craig Mack.
Craig Mack.
Now, this guy, he's always known for that one song.
Right.
But we hold him so dear.
Yeah, man.
We hold him as you can call him the original mumble rapper, whatever you want to say.
He kind of was a little bit mumbly.
Right? The original Bad Boy Crew. Right?
Original, yeah.
What is your favorite Craig Mack song?
The Wooden Horse, bruh.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just really like that song.
Frank Sinatra sample.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that one was good, though. We talked about this.
We talked about, ironically, we had a Craig Mack episode already.
We did already. So we already up on it, bro.
Yes.
We're not bandwagon like everybody else.
No, we're not.
We was already up on Craig Mack.
Check out our previous episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We'll find out which one that is. We'll put a link somewhere.
So I wanted to tell you, though, too, as another surprise. A lot of surprises for you.
Yeah, surprise.
Ding. So my favorite Craig Mack song is not Flav in Your Ear or what's that other one with Q-Tip? Get Down remix. Get Down, yeah. Right, everybody likes that one. It's When God Comes.
Oh.
I just think that's the one because as comical as that guy is,
right.
He put out a very topical song about how the industry is changing and it's an industry song.
Right.
So like you're gonna make all this crap. What's gonna happen when God comes? You're still gonna be cool when, right. when you know? And the beat was cool. It was Easy Mo B was the beat. Good call there. You got the mosquito.
Easy Mo B, bruh.
And I remember hearing this. This was a highly played song on K2H, Mr. E.
Oh, sure.
Back in the day.
Sally Taro.
The Compton Show. And then it moved into the Thursday night. After the Compton Show was?
Soul 69.
Soul 69, yes.
DJ Min, Size Wanda.
There you go. They always would play, What You Gonna Do When God Comes? So that's my memory of Craig Mack. Rest in peace.
Do I have a memory, a specific memory? Okay, this is what a weird memory is. When I used to go and meet up with my high school friends at Rumors, yes. College night.
Okay.
The DJ, whoever was DJing back then, would always play Flavor in Your Ear within the first hour of opening.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of like a weirdest memory ever.
You remember it though? That's
yeah.
good.
Burr, burr.
Yeah.
And you see Easy Mo B on Instagram posted up the original SP1200 beat.
Right, right, right.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that it's just two horn stabs.
It's a very simple beat.
Yeah. What is that? That's like a power tour song.
I think so. That siren.
I swear, in a documentary, they talked about that little like power right. tool thing.
That was real prevalent in '95 songs. Several '95 songs had that siren.
Oh, yeah, talking about. It's yeah. like that. Oh, yeah.
If you listen to Flavor in Your Ear, you know what we're talking about.
But all it is burr, burr.
Very simple.
But the drums is sick.
Yeah.
This is getting to like mad nerd stuff, but listen to if you can listen to the drums on Flavor in Your Ear.
Yeah.
The drum pattern is.
I agree.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Craig Mack, you know, definitely. I didn't really like the remix of Flavor in Your Ear.
Okay, that one is always a debated thing. Like, because that remix changed the game for remixes.
Did it?
As far as...
As having people on there?
People on it, as far as making it the way it was. And then the video was the formula for a lot of remixes. Black and white.
Yeah.
A lot of guest stars.
Right.
Because after that, a lot of remixes came out.
Right.
In that stuff. Brandy, I Want to Be Down had all the female rappers.
Mm.
They copied straight up the Flavor in Your Ear remix.
Right.
So, I mean, I give it for its place in history, but it ain't really great. Because you got, let's look at the lineup. You got Rampage.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Why, cool is he, day, right? Why are they on there? They totally don't match that remix. Totally don't. And
what's on that remix?
Busta Rhymes ends it.
I mean, I like Busta.
That's fine. Because Busta Rhymes, yeah. 95, 94, Busta was fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you had Biggie open it, which was hot.
Yeah.
Then you throw Craig second, Craig of course.
Yeah.
And then you could have just ended it with Busta. And
yeah, that would have been great.
And then LL had no business.
Is Channel Live in the video?
Yeah. Das Effects is in the video.
So, but they weren't on, they weren't on the...
They had a lot of guests just walk on.
But I love that, though. That's what I loved about these old videos.
Right.
Is they had a lot of cameos from artists that... Weren't Bad Boy at all.
Yeah, it was all family.
Like, yeah, it's just kind of a weird, like, you think, like, you know, like,
Wu-Tang was in effects. There.
Yeah, wouldn't it be messing with that?
Right.
But it's almost like they would be on the videos of cameos.
Because back then, everybody was together. Right. Everybody was like close. A fam. Yeah. Digable Planets was on there, yeah. Channel Live, Das Effects. Yeah. So it's unprecedented.
They should have did, like, two remixes. They should have did, like a more mainstream remix, which is, like, Craig, Biggie. You can throw LL Cool just because he's LL Cool J.
Right, of course.
And then ended up with Busta, right? One.
Right.
The second one should have been like Craig started off, then you have Das Effects, Diggable.
A more harder
and
you end edge.
Up with Channel Live or something.
You could have done that.
Yeah. That would have been kind of cool, you know?
Version 1, version 2.
Yeah, that was so dope, dude. Like D&D All Stars.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason probably they used LL back then because LL was in the midst of trying to make another comeback. So he was trying to build himself up again.
So was Puffy trying to like help
build
him up
again. Because right after that, that's when he came out with Hey Lover and Doing It. Oh. And so that was, I think, the build up to him. So I think that's probably how he got on there. And he told, you know, Puffy can't.
He was on Def Jam, right?
Yeah. And then Rampage, I think he got on there because Busta probably said, if you want me on this track, you got to get my boy on there. I'm assuming. Because Busta always likes to help his guys out, like Spliff Star, Rampage.
Oh, God. So Rampage, God.
All trash, right. But why else would Rampage be there?
So shout out to Busta.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Spliff and Rampage, bruh.
Right. I mean, even Rod Digger.
I think Malachi the Nutcracker over all of them any day.
I think so.
Just on voice alone.
Wow. Malachi Nutcracker or Spliff Star or Rampage.
Malachi all day.
Malachi all day. Yeah, bro, I agree.
Just on the voice alone, Malachi. Bro. Walking through the
Little
hell.
Little
Dap all day.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway.
But, okay, back to
Craig Mack, bro, big influential in that beat freestyle to it. Everybody freestyle.
For a guy with a limited catalog, yeah. he's still very memorable for that limited catalog.
So people combat it and was like, yeah, you know, he had an ego. Da, 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 that's why Puffy didn't go with him and blah, 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 blah.
I disagree.
But I don't know. I don't know. But this is my opinion is that when he's seen Biggie come out, if someone's about to take your spot, right? You're the man for like 1 year.
Yeah.
Right? And you see this other rapper coming. Yes. And you see the manager of your label.
Yes.
Be more attention to this other dude.
Yes.
Like, what are you going to be like? Oh, yeah, sure, Puffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with Biggie. No, you're going to be kind of cocky. You're going to be like, what the fuck, man? Like, what's up? Like, right. What about me? Like,
right.
I just made you a hit. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you totally. So I gave this some thought. What was the reason why Craig Mack never had a second album on Bad Boy?
Right.
Why he never took off? I'm thinking because two things. One, Craig Mack's album only went gold. And you know how Puffy, he just wants to take your platinum. It didn't go platinum.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, his looks. I think visually, Puffy just wasn't down with that as a marketing perspective.
Puffy's an ugly dude too.
Puffy and Biggie are ugly dudes. Okay. But I think just because of that, but you know, Biggie's got the Big Papa vibe where like you know, the women, you know. And Craig Mack was just straight up, here's this guy, a backpacker.
Yeah.
And I think that was the thing. Like, he wanted to elevate it, and it didn't elevate as much as he wanted it to. Because Puffy is still a hip-hop guy, but he needs to, he's a businessman. And that's what the thing came off.
And that's true.
Because if you look at UMT Rap's interview, I was looking at stuff to put on this show that you're going to hear. They interviewed, Fab Five Freddy interviewed Puffy, and they were talking about what's in the future for Bad Boy. And Puffy goes, yeah, we have the new second Craig Mack album coming out. It's going to be coming out in January. And then Craig Mack looks at him like, what?
Oh, what?
He looks at him, and then he picks his ear, and he looked like, you never tell me this.
Oh, wow.
So it was very odd. And then that could have been something. I'm going to post. It's going to be in the intro.
Kind of a bummer because I wish, like, you know, he went back to Hit Squad, you know.
Oh.
But he said, like, when he was on the way back, kind of rolling with the Redman them, then they broke up, EPMD. So it was almost like a bad thing that happened.
Right.
So if they stuck together, maybe Craig Mack could have linked up with EPMD, you know?
Right.
But maybe Eric Sermon should have took him when he split.
Right.
And did him with Keith Murray. Because, dude, I totally could hear him over Craig Mack. Eric Sermon beats.
Of course.
Easy. Of like course. The funk beats.
Of course.
Dude.
Right.
Craig Mack would have extended his career with Keith Murray, with all those cats, you know? But it is one of those.
It is what it is. Him and Puffy made amends. I mean, he's been on several like recent, not about 10 years ago, songs like Special Delivery Remix. He was on there. He was on the Bad Boy Tour.
Oh.
Where he came out, did Flavor in the Air for the Bad Boy Reunion Tour. For a few dates, he did. So they made amends, but what could have been?
Yeah, could have been.
What could have been. But yes, rest in peace to Craig Mack as we end out this week.
Yes.
Another legend has passed. Rest in peace to Peter Moon.
Peter Moon, bro.
We're going to talk about that a lot next week. Surprise next week.
Surprise next week.
We have a surprise. Yeah. So yes, we're going to talk about that. Rest in peace to Mr.
Stefan.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawkins. Stephon Hawkins.
Steph Curry Hawkins.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, easy, bro.
I don't know what
Kid of the Year didn't cry, bro. I finally.
Okay, no one cries. Okay, this is a happy moment.
Stephen Hawkins.
Thank you. Shout out to Square Barrels, Earl Kaimaki. Shout out to the Honolulu Club.
Hey.
As we end this on a nice note here, what is the name of the show? I don't know.
Sleep Time's Over, episode 7.
All right.
Season 7.
Episode 7.
The Walking Alive.
The Walking Alive. That might not have, but we'll give that some thought. We'll give that some thought for the thoughts. Okay.
But don't forget to subscribe.
Please.
To like us. Remember, Android users, we are on Google Play now.
Yes.
So check out Sleep Time's Over, everything.
Yep.
iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, YouTube. Check out our YouTube. Like, do all everything that everybody else says to do on YouTube. Go and do that.
Please, yes. Support. Help
subscribe,
us out.
Subscribe. What all that stuff.
Patreon coming soon.
Patreon coming through. Mixes. Dollar mix. $3 mix.
Yeah. Good enough. Mix plate.
Mix plate. No mix plate.
Okay. Yeah. Enough already. Okay.
Sleep Time's Over. Calvin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Season 7. Episode 7. The Walking Alive.
There you go.
What's going on inside the bed? Shit ain't audible. Fake is how it is. I hear brothers talking about shooting and killing and going home and chilling and fronting like a villain. Let me tell you something real. It's how the Mac feel. I ain't no criminal and represent no steel. I tell you one thing though. If we better walk slow, the Mac's on the earth to let you know. I'm on a
from the kingdom of God. Do away with MCs representing them rhymes. Your MCs have been too bad. So where you go now, Ice, you're gonna wish you had. When you're disappearing, it's my fault. Cause it's time to put all the madness to a flying hawk. And radio needs to be ashamed of bumping murder, murder, murder all up in our brain. I tell you now, Big Papa don't like it. Represent the truth when the Mac starts to mic it. I hope the subject don't turn you away, but the whole hip-hop generation need to pray. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Front now, but we got gone. You can't get strapped, but we got gone. Cause you won't know how to act, but we got gone. We got gone.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.